No, they don't. Look, you know, if toughness worked, I would be tough. Right? No, look, I am a tough monk. Maybe you think I need, you know, mess around. But, you know, I went through all those years of just, for a Westerner to actually survive northeast Thailand, most Bangkok monks couldn't stand it, and they just ran away. And, you know, this was a Westerner's, you know, the sleeping on the hard floor with the tarantula spiders falling all over you, you know, treading on snakes, and just eating food which was absolutely disgusting. Some of the things which I ate, I just, frog soup once with our rice. Now, I was a vegetarian before I became a monk. You couldn't be a vegetarian because there was no vegetables. And I mean that. No vegetables, hardly any fruit. Well, one meal of the day, a bowl of sticky rice. You had some sticky rice today, but that was good stuff, you know, the coarse stuff, with frog soup. Frog soup was this big pot with, you know, maybe 20 or 30 little frogs sort of in it. No salt, no garlic, just boiled frog, as if they just jumped into the boiling water and there they were. So not only was it disgusting to look at, it was disgusting to taste. You know those little Chinese spoons which the monks use? They were just big enough, one frog on the spoon. So you had some rice and put the little frog on the spoon and put it in your mouth and crunched and swallowed. It was disgusting. I remember as a kid, there was a precursor to Monty Python's Flying Circus. For those of you who are aficionados of that, called, I think, I'm sorry, I'll read that again. And they had a skit, like at this radio program, which, you know, I used to listen to. And the skit was like in a movie theater, instead of selling ice cream or popcorn, they were selling crunchy frog. Crunchy frog, crunchy frog, get your crunchy frog. And so people bought this crunchy frog. Oh, you think the bones are still in it? Yes, that's why it's crunchy. And that was disgusting, and the whole humour was just how disgusting that was. And, you know, I laughed at that, and a few years later I was actually eating crunchy frog. So you did. You put it in your mouth and just crunched everything. It was disgusting. So, you know, that's what you had to do. So I'm a tough monk, but I saw so many good monks leave because, you know, the stomach problems, it was just too sick, too much pain. And I realized, you know, looking back on those years, many of those monks were probably being wonderful teachers now, great meditators, but it was far too tough for them. And that's why they couldn't make it. I was blessed with good health, and I was strong. I had good meditation. That's how I survived. But other monks, they couldn't do that. And that's why these days, I've been through, I know what it's like, and I will never do that to anybody else. That's not the way of Buddhism. Middle way. Even these days, like, you know, seeing people just sit for so long, you know, in pain, thinking that once the pain is there, I'm going to learn something from it. You don't learn from it. You just get negative towards meditation retreats. You don't want to go anymore. So this is the Buddha's way. It's called the middle way. Avoiding the two extremes. The first is Atthagilamatthanu Yoga, which means practices which literally tire and wear out your body. And that's like too much asceticism. I don't know what it is, but people think that the more pain, the more gain. And that's ridiculous. It does not work. If that was the case, all those people in the torture chambers of the world would be enlightened by now. They're not, and it's a terrible thing they have to go through. I don't know if you've ever, there's a group over here, it's called ASSETS in Perth, the Association of Survivors of Torture and Trauma, and I went there once to give a talk. What some of those people have been through, you know, I wouldn't like to tell you, they just make you, your skin creep. And what people have to endure in this world today, they're probably enjoying it right now, it's disgusting, it's sickening, and you think, how could one human being do that to another human being? So you don't get anywhere by being tough. You get by being wise. Not willpower, but wisdom power. That's the way to enlightenment. Wisdom power. not willpower. Be smart, don't be tough. And then you have wonderful meditation, get great insights, and you become a wonderful person. So we know, you see, there's no jokes there, because that's an important point of me. I was seeing there, being there, and just, it's wrong. What is the best way to have